How does a mediation analysis differ from a path analysis? Of what must we be careful in any path analysis, but especially so when doing a mediation analysis? Most mediation analyses are three-variable path analyses. You sometimes see more layers if you're working with mediated mediators, where A causes B causes C causes the criterion. But a mediation analysis is a subset of a larger path analysis that has one direct effect, and you're trying to see if it has an indirect effect through one or more mediators. What do we have to be careful in any path analysis, but especially so in doing a mediation analysis? Mediators have to come in between. Mediating variables must manifest in between. Not just be measured in between, but manifest in between the variable whose direct effect we're exploring and the criterion variable. So remember the example that we had where gender was thought of as a mediating variable. We manipulate the IV, we measure gender, we measure the dependent variable, we do a mediation analysis, we find out that when you take gender into account, the treatment has no unique effect. Useful information. The rest of the path model tells us that treatment had a huge impact on people's gender. Just because you measure it in between doesn't mean that it manifested in between. And you have to make that distinction.